This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, January 18th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, an interview with the head of the Better Government Association over efforts to obtain subpoenas from the Blagojevich administration. We'll also have a look at a very chilly AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana. But first, today's news. Thursday's dismissal of a state antitrust lawsuit against Carl and Christie Clinics is not expected to be the end of the case. Illinois' Attorney General's office filed the suit accusing the clinics of denying care to new Medicaid patients. The AG contends that forced the state into raising Medicaid reimbursement rates. Champaign County Judge Richard Klaus granted the clinic's motion to dismiss the lawsuit, but allowed the state to refile its complaint within 30 days. Klaus says attorneys didn't prove that the clinics violated antitrust laws. Ben Weinberg is the Public Interest Division Chief with the Attorney General. He says when his office refiles, it will provide additional detail on what its attorneys are calling an illegal agreement between Carl and Christie Clinics.
I'll do it if you'll do it. That is an illegal restraint on competition. They can do something independently, but you can't agree, you can't get together and decide that you're going to boycott Medicaid patients. That is illegal.
After the state files its paperwork, attorneys for the clinics will have 30 days from that point to file a response. Then the parties can return to court. Carl Clinic spokeswoman Jennifer Hendricks-Kaufman says they're aware this represents an initial step in the ongoing judicial process, but are pleased with the judge's decision. A native of the Champaign County community of Fisher has died while serving in Iraq. 27-year-old Private First Class Danny Kimmy was among three soldiers killed when they were attacked by a grenade and small arms fire in the city of Balad. All of the men were assigned to the 1st Squadron, 32nd Cavalry Regiment, 1st Brigade Combat Team, 101st Airborne Division Air Assault in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Kimmy's father, Doug, is a Champaign police officer. Kimmy is also survived by his wife, Corinne, of Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and his mother, Patricia Berry, of Jacksonville, Arkansas. A major railroad says its plan to buy a smaller line would help rail congestion, but Amtrak says it would cause big hardships for its operations through eastern Illinois. This week, Champaign's City Council passed a resolution opposing anything that negatively affects Amtrak's local service. At issue is Canadian National's bid for the Elgin, Joliet, and Eastern Railroad. A sale would let CN divert its freight rail traffic around the city of Chicago. The problem is Amtrak uses a stretch of track that CN wants to abandon if it buys the EJ&E. That track carries the Amtrak trains that connect Chicago to Champaign-Urbana and point south. Spokesman Jim Kadurtis says Amtrak could still take part in an overall rail realignment program in the Chicago area known as CREATE and maintain its connection to Union Station.
The route that was already identified as part of this CREATE program is a much preferable option for them. But again, that's tied in some of the funding mechanisms with the rest of CREATE also. But the point is that, you know, Amtrak does need to determine, make some decisions about what they're going to do for the long term.
Amtrak says if it has to maintain its current route alone, it would have to consider discontinuing service. CREATE is also several years into the future. Kadurtis says the passenger rail line would have 3 years from the date to the sale to make its decision. The Army says the destruction of VX nerve agent stored at the Newport Chemical Depot is 76% complete. Project manager Jeff Brubaker says the process could be completed as early as this summer. That's well ahead of the April 2012 deadline mandated by an international treaty. So far, over 1.9 million pounds of VX has been neutralized. The byproduct of the neutralization at the complex about 30 miles north of Terre Haute is shipped to an incinerator in Port Arthur, Texas. Up to 12 truckloads are shipped each week. The Army hopes to close the Newport facility by 2011. VX is a Cold War-era chemical weapon, so deadly only a tiny droplet can kill a human. They may have grumbled about it first, but Illinois lawmakers yesterday approved the governor's plan to give free bus and train rides to seniors. In doing so, the legislators prevented Chicago's mass transit systems from cutting service, raising fares, and laying off employees on Sunday. Amanda Vinicky has the story.
State legislators were put in a tough political position. They already voted last week to bail out Northeastern Illinois' financially struggling train, bus, and paratransit services by raising the sales tax in the city and suburbs. But when it got to his desk, Governor Rod Blagojevich threw lawmakers for a curve. He agreed to break his campaign promise of not raising taxes, but only if senior citizens could ride public transit for free. Democratic Senator Marty Sandoval of Cicero went along with the governor's plan, but reluctantly.
We criticize guys like Fidel Castro and Hugo Chavez, who run their countries like dictators, to dictate. Well, this isn't any different.
Blagojevich brushed the criticism aside.
So they shouldn't be so angry. They ought to be happy.
It will be 2 months before seniors can ride for free, and not all seniors will get the perk because smaller transit districts are not included in the governor's program. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The leadership of the University of Illinois Board of Trustees won't change this year. Trustees have named Lawrence Epley their chair for the sixth consecutive year. Epley is a Chicago attorney. Last year, he was appointed to his second six-year term on the board. Administrators at Piatone High School say they'll be monitoring students today to make sure they haven't been infected with meningitis. After-school activities were canceled yesterday after officials identified a case of viral meningitis. Piatone Community High School District, School District 207U trustee Michael Panisi says the district is taking all precautions to help keep students healthy. Illinois Department of Public Health says viral or non-bacterial meningitis is the milder form of meningitis and rarely results in death or serious complications. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. Although a judge has ordered the Blagojevich administration to release the subpoenas it received from federal prosecutors, it still might be a while before the public gets a look at them. Rich Egger has this report.
The ruling by Sangamon County Judge Patrick Kelly was issued last week, but he also stayed the order, allowing the governor 30 days to appeal. If it is appealed, the matter could drag on for who knows how long. It's already taken quite a while to reach this point. The lawsuit seeking to make the documents public was filed by the Better Government Association in July of 2006. Executive Director Jay Stewart says the BGA filed requests under the Freedom of Information Act before taking the matter to court.
The difficulty is if they don't follow the law and essentially deny your request without any authority, what are you going to do? I mean, you can try to convince them, but if they just don't want to do it and they essentially dare you to sue them, well, the only option then is to, again, sue or go away. So it's something that the way the law is written in Illinois, basically public bodies don't really fear litigation all that much because they also know at the end of the day, guess who's going to pay for it? The taxpayers. It doesn't come out of anyone's pocket in government. It comes out of the taxpayers' pocket, the attorney's fees and that sort of thing.
As far as the Better Government Association, what are you spending to fight this?
Well, I'm not going to get into what we've spent entirely. I mean, we will be seeking attorney's fees, so it'll be public record at some point. We were fortunate enough that we got Don Craven, a Springfield area-based attorney who's pretty much widely regarded as the best attorney actually on this topic. And he and a colleague of his, Howard Feldman, agreed to take the case. I don't think they're going to get rich off the fees we've paid them thus far. But they presumably win this. They'll get their attorney's fees paid in full. And, the governor will simply stick the bill to the taxpayers.
Whatever the cost for you, do you think it's well worth it?
Yeah, I mean, for the size of our budget and our organization, the amount we spent, you'd consider a significant expenditure. But it is because, there's the issue of sort of what's going on in our state right now with the governor, and there are a lot of questions about where's our governor going to wind up at the end of the day? Is he going to get in trouble, yes or no? And then there's the broader issue simply of governments, including the state of Illinois and the governor's office, simply not really respecting the Freedom of Information Act very much. And unfortunately, the only way you can get their attention sometimes is to sue them. I wish it weren't so. I wish there was a better attitude on the part of governments in the Illinois Freedom of Information Act.
Do we have any feel for how much it's costing taxpayers for the governor to fight this?
Well, I believe there was the Springfield Journal Register had a story, and I believe they had gotten some numbers from the comptrollers, and thus far, the case has cost, I would say, I don't think it was quite $200,000, but it was about, I think, $40,000 thereabouts for Mr. Londrigan, who's representing the governor in our case. There is a very similar lawsuit up here in Cook County filed by Judicial Watch, a Washington, D.C. area-based good government nonprofit, asking for virtually the same records. And Bell, Boyd & Lloyd, a large Chicago firm, is representing them. And I think their fees in that suit, same topic, different parties, has cost approximately $150,000. So you're looking at, you know, somewhere approximately $200,000.
If and when you get your hands on these documents, what does the Better Government Association plan to do with them?
Scan them and put them up on the Internet. Let the public see what's going on. That's the whole point. It's our government. We pay for it. They're acting in our name. They're spending our money. They're passing laws and rules and regulations that impact our daily lives. At a bare minimum, we should have a clue as to what's going on in that office. Not the press releases and not the spin, but the reality, the actual truth. And, you know, thankfully through the use of the Internet, you can put something out there and, you know, basically anyone with a computer modem can check it out. So that's our intent once we get them.
Better Government Association Executive Director Jay Stewart says it could be at least autumn before the BGA gets to see the subpoenas. The documents were issued to the Blagojevich administration by federal prosecutors investigating possible corruption. Rich Egger reporting.
In the forecast today, sunny skies this morning, then partly sunny, a 30% chance of snow this afternoon. The high around 32 degrees. Will have wind gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, the low around 8 degrees, and some northwest winds up to 20 miles per hour. Bitterly cold tomorrow, mostly sunny and colder, the high around 11 degrees. Colder and partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows around 3 below, and wind chill readings between 7 to 17 below zero. Sunny skies on Sunday, partly sunny, the high around 15 degrees. The lowest wind chill readings, 5 below to 15 below zero in the morning. Not as cold on Sunday night, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow, the steady temperature around 11. And on Monday, mostly cloudy skies, a chance of snow, the high around the mid-20s, the low around 17 throughout the day. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Friday, January 18th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.